https://youtube.b/r1q8mlw. Lightning Components and App Builder offer new and exciting capabilities for application composition on the platform. For example, you can now edit a page layout in App Builder and add Lightning Components to provide additional information or tools to the page, pilot feature in Winter 16. For these components to be useful, they need to be aware of the context. In other words, they should know which record the page is currently showing. Fortunately, the Lightning Component framework makes it really easy to inject the current context into a component. All you need to do is 1. Implement the Force as Recorded interface. For example, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The Force app hostable interface indicates the component can be hosted in the Salesforce One mobile app. The FlexPage available for all page types interface indicates the component can be used in App Builder. The Force as Recorded interface indicates the current recorded should be injected in the component's recorded attribute. 2. Define a recorded attribute as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When the component is instantiated on the page, the current recorded is automatically injected in the recorded attribute. You can then make calls to the server passing the recorded as a parameter to retrieve or save data for that specific record. As an example, I modified the weather component I shared a few months ago. You can drop the new version in the account page layout and it will automatically show the weather for the current account based on the account's billing zip code. Source code. Component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Client-side controller. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Component style. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Component design. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Apex controller. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Installation instructions. Step 1. Defining the weather component in your ORG. 1. Create the different parts of the weather component as defined above, component, controller, style, design. 2. Create the weather controller Apex class as defined above. 3. Sign up for a free Weather Underground API key. 4. In the Weather Controller class, replace your underscore API underscore key with your actual Weather Underground API key and save the file. 5. In Setup, select Administer greater than Security Controls greater than Remote Site Settings, click New Remote Site, specify Weather Underground as the remote site name and http://api.wonderground.com as the remote site URL. Click Save. Step 2. Enable Lightning Components. 1. Define a domain, set up greater than my domain, to enable Lightning Components. More information here. Don't forget to go back to setup greater than my domain after the domain has been activated, and click the Deploy for All Users button. 2. In Setup, select Lightning App Builder, check the Enable App Builder for Lightning Experience checkbox, and click Save. 3. In Setup, click Lightning Experience at the top of the left navigation, and switch the toggle to enable the Lightning Experience. 4. Log into your org again. 5. In the header, click the down arrow next to your name and select Switch to Lightning Experience. 6. Follow the instructions in the video to use the weather component in App Builder. Make sure you use an account that has a billing zip code specified.